Blog Talk Radio.
I decided to do something a little different. Rules of engagement. And underneath that, you find Geneva Convention. It states that the military is to be engaged civilians. To really know, read the posted link. I put it in the Facebook page so everybody would have a shot at it. And this is not going to be what you're used to because the show is not going to be very long. It doesn't take too long to get the gist of things across. Now, as you know, I read magazines, and I use the some of the news and posts and whatnot from them in order to enlighten those who don't read these things. Now, some of these things are nasty. Some of them are downright funky, leftist nasties. Well, I decided to cut chase and inform everybody to get ready. And the reason I'm telling you to get ready is very simple. We have a serious problem coming up in the U.S., and it is not something that anybody in their right mind should ignore. Now, there's a reason that I'm saying this. The reason's simple. If you can't defend yourself, you're screwed. If you don't want to become target practice for somebody, you better have a gun and a place, both at the same time and the same deal, that gives you the opportunity to not only survive, but also join in the reset of a whole bunch of things. I won't go into all of them because there's too many and too much of it. It'll take a heck of a lot more time than 3 hours that I get allocated on this show. But here's the William Falk, Editor-in-Chief of the Week. This is March 11th, 2022. This is the editor's letter. Now, it would seem that the people of Ukraine are coming under the fire of Russian troops. It would seem a whole lot of things. There have been several different deals come out that have outed some of the ring around the rosy. A lot of this stuff, and I mean a lot of it, I don't mean all of it by any means, but a lot of this stuff is bogus, false flag. Europeans and Americans, of the fragility of the liberal international order, that's Russia, that is Putin. Now, authorities are ascendant. Democracy and freedom are in peril. Even the unthinkable nuclear war is back on in our nightmares. Well, I'd sleep just fine. I mean, the nightmares I got come from Nam and my battlefield experience. They don't come from somewhere around a rosy post by somebody who does not know what's going on. Hello, William, Mr. Falk. Putin has also been at war with the U.S. and the West for more than a decade. This is true. Question is he fighting against all of it or certain portions? That's the question you got to ask. Very few people bother to get into the information to the point that I do or have the resources necessary to find that information and let alone the courage to put it up. Former KGB agent pumped money, online propaganda and disinformation into both the far left and far right in Europe to sow discord and division and undermine democracy. Well, there's an interesting thing here. Now, this turning point here in this simple letter. In 2016, he ordered his hackers, disinformation specialists, to support the election of Donald Trump. That's not the case. Oh, it sounds good. Ooh. Now, think about this. Russia has long been cultivating with flattery and shadowy condo purchases. As Putin hoped, Trump deepened America's divisions, repeatedly demeaning NATO and American European allies, and even withheld a congressionally approved shipment of arms to Ukraine to blackmail Zelensky, an act for which he was impeached. Whoa. Did he really? I question the veracity of some of this information. Our own democracy has grown more angry and cynical, riven by petty cultural war struggles and leaders who invite us to indulge our basest instincts and resentments. Well, let's see. That means that we go after anybody that ain't specifically American. Now, does that mean the Americans that founded the place or what? We are told we owe each other nothing, that any sacrifice for the common good is tyranny. That's mainstream media, and they're just about as full of it as it gets. Children hide in subway tunnels from thunderous explosions and grandmothers hurl curses and homemade firebombs at Russian tanks. Mr. Falk, you better get over yourself and get some boots on the ground, serious intel. The intel I've got negates 90% of that. Now, you can forget the shadowy condo purchases. Doesn't exist. The Ukraine didn't happen the way this is reported or has been reported. Yeah, that's right. When you get the real information, and you find out the mainstream media has been lying to you, as they have since forever, you get a leg up on the dinglebats to think that they can orchestrate something as funky as the ideas expressed. And William Falk, you've been led down the primrose path by people that supposedly give you good information, but don't. You got to remember how to differentiate. Now, you got Russia escalates its war on a valiant Ukraine, not following the rules of engagement. That's true. Now, the problem with it, and I mean all of it, is that it's only certain specific people, individuals, not the entire population, that's been targeted. If the entire population had been targeted, conventional warfare states that you initiate carpet shelling. That's like carpet bombing. You stick bombs in the ground close enough to each other to cause the whole thing to look like it was plowed. And yeah, I'm guilty of that. When I was in Nam, we had a whole bunch of nasties coming, and I mean they were going to wipe us out. And in my wisdom, I decided to screw up the chain of command thoroughly, which I did, and went around the protocols and the requirements of staying within our chain of command. I went directly to the people that could do it and called for it, and it happened. Oh, there was a bunch of people that went ballistic, and they wanted to put me in jail, and a whole bunch of things, and none of it happened because it was the right thing to do. Why was it? Well, when you have a scorched earth policy, and very few people know what that means, it means that you got a small village or town And the only thing left when you're done is a scorched spot on Mother Earth. And I mean everything. Parakeets, cats, dogs, and all the people have been wiped out. Historic sanctions pummel Russian economy. Well, you think that Putin is stupid enough to fall into that? Come on now. This guy's been trained fully, tactically, into things of this nature. Now, Putin's nuclear threats. Is he just bluffing? Well, he risks total destruction, and no, he's not going to do that. Oh, yeah, that's classified information. Oh, boy. Payback after Ukrainian mechanical open valves and partially sank the $7.7 million luxury super yacht owned by his boss, Alexander McKee, the CEO of a Russian weapons company. He states, "My boss is a criminal who sells weapons that kill the Ukrainian people." And after he got done with all this, he went to go fight in Ukraine. Now, you got to realize what that really says. There are a lot of people who are systemically involved, and yet at the same time, only partially guilty. However, in this case, I think it is not a bad thing. Boy, strikeouts. Major League Baseball canceled the first 2 weeks of the season this week because it couldn't get a deal with the players. Well, they got to deal with the players, so that's fixed. Dereliction of duty. Three former police officers were found guilty, and they're going to do some serious time. Republican leaders roundly condemned GOP reps Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona for participating in a far-right conference at which the organizer praised Adolf Hitler and Vladimir Putin. Now, there are some good things, believe it or not, about Hitler that too few people know about. You really got to study to find them, but they're in there. Putin, you'll find out as it goes. Subway horrors. A man was charged with attempted murder last week after allegedly hitting a woman over the head repeatedly with a hammer before robbing her at a subway station. Woo. And former Attorney General William Barr has a book out that does a number on Trump. There's a lot of things that are going to come out. Africans wait at the border in Poland. African Indian and Middle Eastern students fleeing war in Ukraine say they have been left stranded at the border after Polish guards did not allow them to cross. Ooh. Santa Barbara, Spain. Fugitive nabbed after spending nearly a decade on the run. Sarah Paninsky, Britain's most wanted woman, was arrested this week while walking her dogs in Spain. I guess they can catch up with you no matter where you hide out. Beachfront shootouts. This is Tulum, Mexico. Visitors to the Caribbean beaches stretching from Cancun to Tulum have been finding themselves in the crossfire of battles between cartels. That ain't a good place to be, believe it or not. Still a Putin fan. President Jair Bolsonaro refused to condemn Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. He's one of the few that do know what's going on. Now, I don't particularly like the idea of that type of a war, except for the reason that it got it going. You'll find this out. This will all come out later. I've already been briefed on it. Moscow, sports isolation, international athletic bodies are punishing Russia for its attack on Ukraine by booting its teams out of competitions. The World Taekwondo Federation stripped Mr. Putin of his honorary black belt. while the International Judo Federation suspended his status as honorary president. Woo-hoo. They're after you. Islamabad. American sentenced to death. A wealthy and prominent Pakistan-American man was convicted last week of the abduction, rape, and murder of a diplomat's daughter in a case that sparked demands for better protection of domestic violence victims. Ooh. Now, I want you to think about that. Somebody that does a crime like that and is subject to execution. Think about applying the same thing here. No, they don't have any special rights. Boy. Wuhan, China. Probably not a lab leak. That's BS. Gaza. Where's the wheat? The Middle East and North Africa are facing wheat shortages because of the war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine's been used to feed people for a long time. Now, they got an article. I would suggest you look it up. Because I'm not going to cover the whole friggin' thing. It's at least one full page, if not two. I think it's a little more than that. No, just one full page. Ukraine's long quest for independence. Vladimir Putin says Ukraine has always been part of Russia. And then they got a question. What's the real story? Well, you're going to have to look this one up. It's the week, March 11th, 2022. Then I got some jokes. You got Putin sitting in the corner with red paint on him, and he's painted himself into a corner. Oh, poor old suit. It's hard to be where he's at. Now, here's another one, and this joke I like. Biden sitting at his desk as Biden sinks further in the polls. And Biden says, just once, I'd like to see a number up in the 80s. And the secretary says, she says, that's easy. Fill up the car with gas. I mean, you know, you got to be realistic about this sort of thing. Why China is watching Ukraine. They think that what goes on there is also available to them in terms of taking Taiwan back. That's not the case, and you know it, but it makes for a good story. Threatening trans kids' parents. Yeah, now, there's a serious problem in this, and that is the kid, whomever the kid is, however old they might be, should not make any permanent change in who they are until they reach the age to make the decision. Whatever that may be. Some people never grow up, so it wouldn't matter. But in this case, it does. And what you've got is a situation in Texas dealing with a parental bill of rights. Joined Attorney General Ken Paxton in issuing an order threatening child abuse charges against parents of transgender children. Any teacher, doctor, or nurse in Texas who knows of a minor receiving gender transitioning treatments such as puberty blockers, the government announced faces criminal penalties for failing to report their parents, just as it always should have been. They got the right to shoot your kid up with vaccines without your permission? Uh-uh. No, no. You get the right to just shoot them, quite honestly. Ooh, Russia will attack us without tanks, cyberspace, no borders, and the weapons can be launched from anywhere in the world, such as Russian military intelligence offices in Moscow or the basements of hackers in St. Petersburg. Ooh, you think? Well, you just wait. Just wait and see. This new, all this fun and games news that you, that's just part of it, will come out. UK, we knew Russian money was dirty. Oh, it was known that tycoons who stashed their billions in British real estate, sports teams, investment funds were little more than criminals. And they didn't do nothing about it. Why? A lot of money in there. There was a thing called follow the money. I got that into the Senate investigative committee. Now, whether or not those people are going to use it, that's questionable whether they got the brains to use it. Okay. Ukraine, Zelensky unites a continent. That's true. I listened to his speech, and it was amazing. Russia, saying no to Putin's war? My, my, my. Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine has left many of his own people outraged. Thousands of Russians have flooded the streets of Moscow, St. Petersburg, and dozens of other cities to demand an end to the aggression. 6,000 were arrested. The Repulsion, I feel, is strong, said one Moscow protester. It feels as if war has been declared against me personally. Yeah. Putin, you may have problems when you get back. Many Russians feel the same. It is our leaders who have visited a great disaster in Ukraine, but the responsibility will be shared by all of us who failed to stop them. Ooh. Taiwan, we're watching our worst nightmare. Oh, God. Russian assault on Ukraine is giving Taiwanese night sweats. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a little heads up on something. There is a black lady. I hope I pronounce this right. Ketanji Brown Jackson. And she's a federal judge and knows what she's doing and gets it right 99% of the time. Everybody makes mistakes, so I got to leave 1% in there. Now, Jackson, how she could affect the Supreme Court for the good? You got one liberal here, this lady, who's replacing one that's gone. Very simple. It still say it stays balanced. So, you know, it's a good thing, believe it or not. Spending Russian interest groups. Registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, jumped more than 4,000% from 2014 through last year. Spent $35 million to promote Russia. Marine traffic data shows at least 4 Russian-owned superyachts are being relocated to Montenegro and the Maldives as Western nations plan sanctions aimed at Russian oligarchs, which could include property seizure. Oh, boy. Russian mobile crematorium to incinerate evidence of their own casualties. It's a very chilling side effect of how the Russians view their forces. That may or may not be true. Now, I read this one here. It's in a section called Talking Points. And Russia, Putin's right-wing fan club. Much of this article contains stuff in there that happened before the invasion. Republicans are in Putin's pocket. Proof? Trump clearly is, however, and no Republican will admit it, horse manure. I've got friends that were nasty, and one of those was Muammar Gaddafi. He was nasty, but he was also a friend. And within the context, and I mean only the context of friendship, I didn't embrace the guy and what he did. I just simply overlooked his faults like you do with any friend. And talked to him. He was getting more and more reasonable as it was going on. Mother Jones gets in this. Putin's right-wing fan club. Throughout his presidency, Trump acted like a Russian asset, repeatedly attacking and dividing NATO, which needed a kick in the ass anyway. portraying Putin as a potential ally of the U.S., which he can be, you'll find out about that, by the way, and denying a mountain of proof that his buddy interfered in the 2016 election. Well, there isn't any proof for that. And I don't know who wrote this, but there should be limits on the amount of lying sack of shit you can be. Now that the party has rediscovered its hawkishness on Russia, you'd think this would be an issue that would finally split the GOP from Trump. But his America First isolationism remains popular. It should. And elected GOP officials still fear the wrath of Trump, Carlson, and other mega voices. Well, you gotta, oh boy, you got a bag of salt. Let's take at least 5 pounds of salt. Cut that one down to size. The America First isolationism isn't as isolationism as it seems like it's stated here. That would be where we are now, dependent on everybody else's oil instead of our very own. Hey, hello, Joe. Did you go to sleep and forget that? You need to wake up. I got an alarm clock. Consists of high explosives. I guarantee you to wake you up. Here's the deal. The isolationism is where we don't bend over backwards to buy Russian oil. Oh, we quit that. That's right. Somebody woke Biden up and said, hey, cut the crap. Well, whoopity-doo. You still got a bunch of other people all around the world that are buying Russian oil anyway. So, Meta trying to stay in the ring with TikTok. Facebook parent Meta ramped up its counterattack against TikTok with a global launch of its own short video product, Reels, as it tries to bounce back from a series of missteps. They screwed that up so badly, they're lucky it's still there. Okay, Bytes, what's new in tech? Tracking wars via Google app? A researcher tracking the movements of the Russian troops in Ukraine last week by monitoring Google Maps. Oh, Lord. Google later disabled its live traffic features on maps in Ukraine for the safety of the local communities. Horse manure. You had a serious issue, and that issue got down to the nitty-gritty. I'm going to out some classified information, which is declassified when it comes out. Google got told by the Pentagon to cut the crap. You heard me. You don't want the U.S. military coming after you. Can you imagine what the tanks would do to the flower gardens at Google Center? Or the sign, whatever. The main thing is this. They got told to cut shit. Well, they cut it. They did. So, how about huge wildfires to become more frequent? Ooh, how about some fear porn with your coffee in the morning? And guess what? Guess what's in the right dead in the middle of this? Climate change. Ooh. All right, smarties. Anybody that can move the planet, step up to the plate. We need your assistance so that we can go back to something similar to what we would consider normal. Ivermectin. Ooh. No. Ivermectin doesn't work. Doesn't say who authored this. The antiparasitic ivermectin, touted as a wonder drug by many Republicans, is entirely ineffective in treating severe cases of COVID-19. Well, that's horse manure, primarily because it takes more time than the vaccines do. Now, the thing about the vaccines is you are in trouble if you took it. You'll find that out later, too. Oh, yeah, I'm full of good things, aren't I? How about a big lizard with wings? They're known as pterodactyls, evolved to have wingspans of a whopping 12 meters. You think that thing wouldn't eat fluffy if it got the chance? It's like the gator that the lady caught. she got a Fluffy back, and Fluffy wasn't in too good a shape, but they fixed it up. She had the dog on a chain in the backyard. Gator come up and swallowed Fluffy, and couldn't get away because the chain was attached. Well, she went out there and beat the brains out of that gator and took Fluffy back out of the digestive tract of the big lizard, and took the puppy to the vet and got it all fixed up and everything's fine. It does have a problem with lizards. It sees a lizard, it freaks out. If it is not much more than the same size as a dog, dog goes after it. If it's a big one, dog tries to climb near his tree. Anyway, Fluffy come out fine. The quiet before. And on the unexpected origins of radical ideas. Ooh. Well, it celebrates the many small communities of dissidents and visionaries who have quietly planted the seeds of revolution in politics, science, the arts, often well before their ideas toppled the old order. The trouble was they didn't get a chance to really percolate and circulate the ideas, but they did so. Now, think about this carefully. Without attracting the scrutiny of reigning authority. That's how you do it. You don't write emails and letters and whatnot. You simply do it word of mouth. The question now becomes why the same qualities that seem romantic in an underground zine, oh boy, might strike us as sinister when applied to a WhatsApp thread. Doesn't question the internet's effects on social activism just because it has instrumental in organizing events such as the 2017 white supremacist demonstration in Charlottesville, Virginia. Suffering from coming together too quickly before any of the people seeking change could incubate the ideas collectively about what the revolution should look like and how to make it last. Those are the two problems. And the founders, the story of PayPal and the attributors of Sheep Silicon Valley. Sound like a bunch of crooks to me. I don't know how it sounds to you. But it goes on and on. Now, I have told a lot of people that they needed to prep, you know, dried rice, beans, and things of that nature. A firearm, keep you safe. You may have to shoot somebody you even know. you don't know what's going to happen. When people get hungry, they lose their friggin' minds. But if you're planning to go to national parks, you might be in trouble. If you want to see Yosemite this year, set an alarm for March 23rd. That's when the registration for visitation starts. Eight other national parks, Acadia, Arches, Glacier, Helicala, Shenandoah, Rocky Mountain, Zion, and Yellowstone also require reservations. Get your reservations now if you're going. If you can afford the gas to get there. Oh, my. Bitcoin, a new currency of conflict? Not really. Bitcoin ain't worth 10 cents. The Fed, still on track to raise rates. That'll really put the icing on the cake. Opioids. 25 billion settlement with 46 states over the role in fueling the opioid epidemic. That's Johnson. That's a bunch of them. Ah, boy. Antitrust. DOJ sues to block United Health deal. My. General Motors sold a stake in an electronic vehicle startup, Lordstown, Motors after it issued a disappointing forecast for truck deliveries. How about a four-letter word that makes investors poor? SPAC. And you got these crypto punks that decided to play games with Sotheby's. They're going to face charges. Trouble ahead. Ukraine's economic shockwaves. Russia has long been a relatively minor player in the global economy. You heard that. Whopping sanctions imposed by Western allies against Russia's financial system caused its currency and stock market to crash. Oh, boy. And then they got $100 a barrel oil amid anxieties about disruptions. Well, the last days have seen a mass corporate exodus from Moscow. Yeah, it gets interesting. European energy majors BP, Shell, Exxon announced plans to bring an end to joint ventures in Russia, while automakers Volvo and General Motors said they will suspend car shipments. Now, what it means is you can't even get parts. In other words, the pumping stations, if you wear out a bearing, you're just screwed unless you send somebody off into the woodwork to go get the parts or have them laid up or whatever. Yeah. And that's true of the cars, too. that the financial and reputational risks of continuing operations in Russia are now too great. Ooh. Biggest risk in global economic outlook comes from higher energy prices. Did you go fill up? which can easily trigger a global recession, significant inflation, massive popular discontent. Well, I'm going to say something to that. the prices are being dictated to the oil companies. Think about that. Go find out who. A lingering war, escalating financial sanctions on Russia, further damage to Ukrainian exports and the risk of cyber attacks on infrastructure could amount to a negative supply shock. Ooh, I thought we already had one of those. Oh, that's right. It's all there. It's just not just floating around waiting to get delivered. The U.S. likes to think of itself as being insulated. With its location an ocean away, strong domestic energy production, and maybe too robust consumer demand. They feel insulated. So, that's part of what I was going to talk about. Now, here's the part that everybody goes stupid about. And it really gets into the fun and games. And this is in AmericanHandGunner.com, in case you want to look it up. Gun rights, Alan Corwin. Why are we armed? Well, everybody likes to think that there is a need to be able to protect yourself. That's absolutely true. And they point at gangs and other stupidity as being the reason. And that is part of the reason. Now, up where I live, there are bears, mountain lions, and other things that will eat you if they get the chance. Well, I don't intend to be lunch, so I carry a gun. And, you know, there's some people that don't know what to do about that. But the real reason for the Second Amendment that it exists, the fundamental reason the founders wanted us armed is for balance of power. Now, you've heard of the balance of power. This country got new system, has a standing army and all that bull. And you go ring around Jersey on that for a long time. Self-governance had never been tried. Worldwide, rulers were armed. In classic time-honored style, they used that capability, that monopoly of force against the people they supposedly serve. Think about this. Power corrupts. A position of power frees those with it to act as they please. street by spreading power around, freeing everyone, we achieved a level of liberty unimagined. Well, now, I want you to think about everybody having a gun, or at least one, having one available. Now, this goes into the, this is AmericanHandGunner.com. Oh, boy. Set the phone down. Oh, come on. Magazine, cooperate. All right, this is May, June 2022. Okay, that's the issue this is in. If you want to look this up and read the whole thing, it's got a whole bunch of really interesting things in there. And if you're reading this, you likely know genocides of the past were preceded by disarmament campaigns orchestrated by officials who then go on to commit atrocities and democide once the population is defanged or unarmed. Democide, murder by government, claims that the very top mass murder statistic, street thugs and police don't hold a candle. Last century, it cost 262 million lives. Think about that. Then you have the American gun owners. America's 100 million gun owners basically never shoot anything but targets and food. So to keep the government at a distance in terms of not allowing it to run roughshod over the people, that's you, me, and we, and whatever. that's basically what we're looking at. Now, there's an article in GunsMagazine.com. That's the May of 2022 issue by Dave Workman. And he knows his stuff very well. Best defense is good offense, says the old adage. It applies perfectly to the fight over our Second Amendment rights. And as we roll into mid-spring, keep your eyes on the prize as you remember one thing. People died to preserve this right for you, and we will honor their memory at the end of May. It's called May Day. And that's something that everybody might want to consider thinking about. Now, I've told everybody and their mother-in-law to go at things reasonably. You get some dried rice and dried beans and canned meat to flavor it with, along with some sauces in cans. Usually you got 2-3 years or so on canned stuff. But the thing about it is this. If you didn't prep and you don't got a gun and you don't and you think this is all laughable, don't come crying to me. I've got enough for me. I don't have enough for everybody. Think about that very carefully. however, now, and this is the caveat on all of it. Supposedly, this is according to the people that are that supposedly are in power and know what they're doing. And they're from upstairs, and E.T., everybody loves this. They said that we're going to start with the energy. Remember I told you about an energy wave? It's due to happen tomorrow. It's already building. I can feel it. Think about this. Think about what happens if everything changed. If everybody's attitude changed from being nasty, let's go shoot them, to let's go ask them about stuff. I'm curious. How much change would that be? If you want to see something really take place, then it ain't the midterm elections. It really doesn't have that much to do with it. What it has to do with is accountability. Political candidates have far too long gotten away with supporting the Second Amendment. But in the firearms community, we shouldn't support the right to keep and bear arms. We should exercise it. We live it every day, and we don't need to prove to any bureaucrat we have a special need. We can certainly cheer a victory next month if it comes, but we shouldn't relax, let down our guard, because there are more battles on the horizon. As soon as you start something one way, somebody's going to try to figure out a way to dance around it. You want to be a dancer, or do you want to be a liberator? Big difference. Some of those states have similar discretionary permitting schemes, and we need to go after them to change that. It doesn't say you got to have a special permit in the Second Amendment. It doesn't say that you got to have proof that there's a problem that only a gun can handle. It doesn't say any of that. It does not say that you cannot have firearms that the military uses presently. Oh, yeah, by the way, anybody here ever hear of the Dick Act? It allows you, private citizen, allows you to keep and carry any kind of an arm that is used by the United States military, with one exception. Atomic Weapons Agency is no. I agree with them. Too many nutcases love to get their hand on the button and push it just to see the fun the games go. That should never happen. That's the same case now as all these turkeys running around in these big cities where they can hide in the crowd with a gun shooting people. These dummies shouldn't have their finger anywhere near the trigger or the button or any of that. But I'm a little skinny guy, and the bad guys will drag me off in the bushes. Well, maybe somebody needs to visit these people and explain to them that if they want to keep breathing, that maybe they would like that they should or would like to quit or cut the attitude act. It's not difficult. Grandma's did it in Detroit. They went around one Halloween and fired them up. They run off what was estimated by the police as something a little over half of all the bad guys left town. And I mean, they were in a hurry trying to get out of there. What do you do when 100 grandmas with a pitchfork, a kitchen knife, or a gun, or, oh, my goodness, and they show up banging on the door? Come out here, you mother. Can you imagine? Make you want to go hide in the bathroom? Yeah. Well, not only did they take these guys out, they got them all out of there, made sure there was nobody in there. They then turn around and set fire to each and every one of the houses. Why? Well, landlord knew what was going on, didn't do a squat about it. What does that mean? That means that anything, now I want you to consider this, this includes what has happened recently. Oh, I love it. If the powers that be, those people in office with the capability of affecting things, yeah, it can be anything, it can be dog catcher or whatever, if they, first of all, refuse, as prosecutors and other law enforcement types have done in cities, to do their job, or for any reason fail to do their job, that job, and this is in the Constitution, you have to look it up. See, it's fine print. And it states that we, the people, then, have the obligation, yeah, to take over the position and see to it that the job gets done. Does that sound like the grandmas in Detroit? I think it does. Oh, boogity-woogity. If we are to be the free people we have always thought we were, I'm going to relate this. Think about the 50s. The simplicity of the morality was, you do that, you can do this, but you can't do that. Real simple. If you're going to do, if we say you can't do something, and you decide you got to do it anyway, you go to a place where you can get away with doing it, and you have at it. when you're satisfied, then you come back to normal and say, who, me? I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that. So, you know, or whatever, however that song goes. But the thing is this, if each and every last one of us, and it includes the people that don't believe it, don't get involved, those people that don't believe it and don't get involved don't do nothing, what are you going to do when there's no food? Think about it. What happens when you got to draw water out of something nasty to drink? Oof. Think about drinking. Think about being a dog drinking out of the toilet. I mean, you've seen critters come after something that was half rotten, laying by the side of the road that had been hit or something. I mean, you know, do you want to be that way? You want to be humans? Do you want to go to the higher level? Well, you think the higher thoughts. Whoa. The golden rule sounds great if anybody does it. A conscience is really something nice to have. And I wonder how many people have got one. Well, I believe strongly that we should make an effort to go towards the light and away from the darkness. Now, Loggins and Messina made this song. I'm going to play it.
A young man and you're eager to seek, only to let the world know what you see. The lesson learned is not taught in a school. You have to start out first by being the fool. But I see you changing. They haven't been every day. But I see changes.
my. My goodness, somebody even wrote a question? Rules of engagement? Oh, really? Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of things posted on Facebook, and there's a whole lot of things that are coming up that are not exactly what you'd think they should be. So, you know, expect some things. There can be some changes coming, like it said. Best thing you can do, listen to this show. The best thing you can do, put this mother out all over the place. I mean, you know, best thing you can do for you is get her done.